Now while you're lying there, just letting the world go by, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing else to do except relax. I wonder if you can notice how, within their channels in the body, your nerves are beginning to rest and relax, resting and relaxing, and becoming calmer and steadier with each word I speak and each easy breath that you take. Those nerves are like magical network, a magical network that carries sensations and information to each and every part of your mind and body. Right now, already beginning to carry the deepest ever relaxation you have ever experienced into your whole being, into every fiber, every pore, every tiny little cell of your entire body. And as relaxed as you are at this moment, you can go even deeper, becoming even more relaxed. And you might feel that special relaxation starting in the tips of the toes and spreading gently along the arch of each foot, the sole of each foot, that magical network carrying that special sensation of deep relaxation around your heels and ankles, and then up into the shins and calves on each leg, allowing a special sort of warmth and calmness to gently spread throughout all those muscles, up into the knees now, all around your knees, so that you can feel the back of your knees relaxing too. And you become aware that this magical network is like a map of the nervous system of your entire body. And even as you realize that fascinating thought, you can feel your main thigh muscles becoming beautifully at ease. And it is as if that special relaxation is becoming a continuous, flowing sensation, flowing continuously along all those nerve paths in your legs and feet, moving up into your body now, into the muscles of the hips and stomach, the muscles of your chest and back, so that you can feel that flow of special relaxation beginning to create a wonderful calmness within and around you. A wonderful calmness and quietness that flows steadily and easily to each part of you, as you go deeper and deeper now. And you become aware of your shoulders relaxing too, and your neck, and all the muscles of your face, even the tiny muscles of your scalp. Because even those tiny little muscles on top of your head are part of that nervous system map of your body, a part that most people don't even notice. And to you it begins to seem that this continuous flow of relaxation is made up of tiny little atoms. Tiny little atoms following each other around that nervous system map. Each minute atom carrying its own special charge of relaxation. And sometimes those atoms seem to gather together in a place where there was some tension left. Tension that you hadn't even noticed was there until it was gone. Then you can feel those atoms just spreading out again and following different nerve paths to create a kind of cloak of calmness and quietness. A cloak of comfort that seems to envelop your whole being, your whole body. A cocoon of warmth and comfort that relaxes you still more. and you feel yourself just floating and drifting deeper and deeper, still deeper, into those special places where you are more relaxed, more comfortable than you have ever been before. And you realize, with a sense of joy and wonderment, that these tiny little atoms of comfort and relaxation are beginning to perform a different task now, a different and even more important than the last, because each atom has its own program, its own plan of action, especially designed to help you achieve every aim and every hope. And each atom understands its own task perfectly, working quietly in the background in every part of your mind and body, for every tiny split second of every minute, of every hour, of every day of your life, creating a sense of wellness and completeness. A sense of wellness and completeness that will allow you to fulfill your goals and desires easily, successfully, and inevitably. And I wonder if you ever thought what a magical and powerful thing is your imagination, your ability to create images in your own particular style. And other people may see those things differently. But what you create is absolutely perfect for you. However unusual they might be, however exciting, or however unlikely you choose to make them. So you might imagine relaxing in a garden somewhere, relaxing in the sun in a garden, and having a dream in which you could fly. A dream in which you are following a bird somewhere, perhaps. A bird that is so agile that you can only just keep up with it as it soars up to the heavens and swoops down in a rush, skimming the ground, twisting and turning, going faster and faster, then turning in a hair's breadth before soaring up to the heavens again, full of the joys of living. And you can feel it too, that joy of living, with the feeling of the air rushing past you, being able to see so clearly now for mile upon mile, and maybe following that bird as it's heading off towards a distant seashore and beyond, swooping and gliding effortlessly on the breeze, catching the faint smell of salt as you swoop low over the water, hearing the gentle sound of a calm sea. A sea that is so blue and so tranquil, with just the merest hint of a wave here and there, the merest hint of a white as a fish glides beneath the surface. And you can feel the warmth of the sun on your back as you glide effortlessly along. Just for the time being, without a single care in the world, and as a gentle, velvety dusk falls, there's a quietness and calmness that seems to fill every pore of your being. And you find yourself just floating and drifting onwards. And it begins to dawn on you that this bird is leading you to a very special place, a place where you've never been before. And there's a faint feeling of being sort of adventure, an adventure in which you're going to discover something new and immensely valuable. And as dawn breaks, you survey the most beautiful sunrise you have ever seen, a glorious dazzle of light and color, and a sense of a special day just about to start. And you can see a small dot on the horizon, a small dot that steadily becomes bigger as you approach it, until you can see that it is a small island, green and hilly, with a sparkling waterfall tumbling noisily into the sea, glittering in the early morning sunshine. And you somehow know that this is the place you have been searching for a long time, even before you knew you were searching. You follow the magical bird to soar effortlessly over the waterfall and the green hill beyond, and catch your breath in surprise as you survey the vista in front of you. There are blue-grey crags and lush valleys stretching as far as the eye can see. And you soar and swoop amongst them for what seems like an age, with a feeling of wonderment and joy. And then you suddenly realise that the bird has gone, somehow, without you noticing it has disappeared. But it doesn't seem to matter, because you can fly on your own now. And in that very moment of realisation, you notice a faint golden glow that seems to be coming from one of the valleys, and you swoop down into it, shimmering just above the surface of the river that flows quietly and gently within its depths, basking in that golden light. It's not too long before it seems to you that you're approaching a solid wall of rock, as though you have reached the very end of the valley, and yet there's a distinct feeling that there is something more beyond. And even as that thought comes into your mind, you notice the smallest of fissures. And it's from here that golden light emanates. In a trice, you turn yourself sideways and swoop between the narrow walls at the face of the rock, all at once finding yourself bathed in a golden light that is so intense that for a moment you can see nothing else, and time passes. And after a while, you gradually become aware that you have stopped flying. You are just somehow suspended motionless in front of a wise old man, an ancient who radiates a feeling of peace and tranquility about him. You're aware of him smiling and extending his hand towards you. "I knew you were coming," he says. "I have a special gift for you. A wonderful gift that will allow you to find all that you seek." The ancient hands you a crystal and you take it wonderingly. "How?" you begin, looking up towards him. But the old man has gone, along with the golden light and everything else that was there. And you realise that you're just relaxing in the sun in a garden somewhere. Relaxing in the sun in a garden and dreaming a dream. But then you become aware of the crystal in your hand and gently clasp your fingers around it as you remember what the ancient told you. "I have a special gift for you. A wonderful gift that will allow you to find all that you seek." Just letting your thoughts drift now, imagining in any way you choose that you can see yourself at some time in the future, looking good, looking positive, and you can see that you are a very special person. You can see that you automatically adopt a wonderfully positive attitude towards life. Looking at what you actually want to happen, the way you actually want to be, the things you actually want to do. So many people spend so much time thinking about what they don't want, without giving a second thought to what they do want instead. And all that is now changed for you. In this image that you see, just a little way into the future. This image of the new, wonderfully positive, orientated you. And you make it look so easy. And right now you can begin to think about the way that you will get to that wonderful place. That place where you can decide what you want out of life. And decide that you will go out and find it. Perhaps memory, when you learned how to use the word but so powerfully. So that when you used to say something like, I'd love to be a success, but I don't know how to get there. You now instead say, I don't know how to get there yet, but I will become a success. I don't know how to get there yet, but I will become a success. And when you use the word but in that powerful way, your subconscious will begin to find all the ways that you can become a success. Whatever success means to you. And you will find yourself knowing and understanding exactly what it is that you want to discover in life to become a success. And when you know and understand exactly what it is that you want to discover, your subconscious will keep on searching until you find it. Your subconscious will never give up the search until you find that which you have consciously decided you want. When you consciously decide what you actually want to find, your subconscious mind will search in the way that only the subconscious mind knows how to search, until you find exactly that which you seek. And the way you do anything is the way you do everything, so that when you become positive in one area of your life, you become more positive in all areas of your life. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. So the way you look at one thing is the way you look at everything. Which means that when you have learned that trick of looking positively at you, you look positively at the whole of life. Another powerful pair of words are should and shouldn't. Though the word but saps all their energy and strength. When you say, I should be more positive, but, whatever you say next stops change in its tracks. When you say, I shouldn't keep putting things off, but, whatever you say next stops change in its tracks. When you say, I should be more positive, and whatever you say next encourages positive change to take place. When you say, I shouldn't keep putting things off, and whatever you say next encourages positive change to take place. And the way you do anything is the way you do everything. From this day forward, you will discover that it becomes easier to see what you want out of life. Easier to say what you want out of life. And the more you can see it, and the more you can say it, the easier it will be to achieve it. The more you can see it, and the more you can say the right things, the more you can, you should, but, and shouldn't in the way you are learning here, the easier it will become for you to achieve the things you want to achieve. And it might be that some of the time you will find yourself wondering what others are thinking about the things you're achieving, the things you're doing. And it might be that some people will be critical of what you're achieving and the things you're doing. But you'll just smile to yourself as you understand a simple truth. The simple truth that you would rather be where you are, an achiever, than where they are, a critic. You would far rather be where you are, an achiever, than where they are, with their need to criticize. And you will remember that the way you do anything is the way you do everything.